find them? Aren't they behind the old saucepans? Oh. He's found them. Hurry up, I feel a fool down here. Gerald?
Just a minute.
Holding a stepladder with nobody on it. Come to the hatch, my voice is going.
Who's down there?
A fool. I said I feel a fool down here. Never mind being showered with fine porridge every move you make.
Oh, sorry about that. It's the, the what is it between the joists? Insulation stuff. By tuna.
Morning, darling.
Oh, never mind that. We said all that in bed.
I mean, vermiculite.
Just hand me the suitcases.
Look up when you say that.
I've been looking up. My neck's going.
Look, all the same.
Ah!
Yes, I thought you'd like that. Groucho Marx.
Bloody lunatic.
1974. SS Orestes. When they gave us funny masks for the Grand Gala night, do you remember?
No, I don't.
Well, you ought to.
I don't want to.
They gave you Edward G. Robinson.
Get the bags.
Right, okay. Hang on, then.
You know, you would not believe the stuff up here. Did you know there was a woman with a little wooden head and only one leg?
Just come down.
Hello, said the inspector. Who's that in the corner, hurriedly concealed under some old bird's nest?
With or without the bags?
Darling, couldn't we get rid of this body?
Well, work something out. You're the detective writer.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have bodies in your books, do you?
Come down.
Well, anyway, not dead ones. Far from it. You know, all our stuffing's coming out. We had a fire, she'd go up like a torch. Do you realise that?
Do you realise it's Sunday?
My first thought when I spotted her. Typical, I thought. Having a bit of a lie-in.
And it's next Thursday, we go away.
I took her for that Swedish au pair we had. Vanished without trace, and we cut her down to 3 baths a day. Do you remember? Diana? You still there?
Oh, good, because seriously, darling...
Seriously, darling? Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm not seriously, darling? Standing here like the bottom end of the Indian rope tree... in a Quaker oat storm. And haven't even asked Mr. Giebel if you'll have the goldfish yet. Let alone you've got to catch them first.
Yes, yes, all right. All in good time, all in good time. Just tell me when you last use a one-legged dressmaker's dummy with a little wooden head and the stuffing coming out. I mean, she's not even decent.
She's only wearing half a cardigan.
Oh! Gerald? Gerald!
Oh.
What was that?
Struth!
My ankle... Anyway, I found the movie projector.
Oh, lose it again.
I don't know. We could run some old holiday movies, get us in the movie. Moments of magic captured in living colour.
If you mean the one that starts with you sitting upside down in St. Mark's Square and ends with me and a ship's officer running backwards up a gangplank at Piraeus...
Well, it only needs rewinding.
And we've only got 4 days. Have you found the suitcases?
Yes, I think so.
Good.
Well, a suitcase.
That's them, then. Shove it down.
That's them, then shove it down. What's that supposed to mean?
They're inside one another, damn it.
Oh, I see. Smaller one inside the bigger one. Well, that's ingenious, that. Well, all right, hang on a minute.
You wouldn't think you'd have to explain that, would you? Not that I'd put it past him to try it the other way round. Oh! Move slowly, can't you? We're choking down here.
There we go, then. Now, are you ready?
Oh, yes, I love you in that porridge-coloured wig. Yeah, hang on. Look, can you come up a bit? Look, come up a bit. I can't quite reach you.
Lower. Down a bit.
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm perfect.
Isn't it?
Oh!
We'd more or less decided not to have a holiday this year. We'd discussed it, of course, starting about last January. That's when the sun-drenched holiday guides begin crashing through the letterbox. Very clever, really, all those pictures of nut-brown navels just when your milk bottles are frozen to the step. But it's so difficult to make a choice these days. That's the trouble.
Well, I mean, we could decide on an area, for starters.
Yeah, I say, some nice areas here.
Where?
Sitting on a rock.
Not those areas.
Yeah, oh, you mean geographical.
Yes, I mean, are we after palm fringe beaches or do we want tombs?
I don't, not yet. Do you want one?
Other people's. Tombs, shrines, terribly old statues.
Yeah, oh, I see. Yes.
We do?
No, because you always miss the best ones. And the first party you go to when you come back, they all think you're mad because you went to Thessalonica and never saw the tomb of Theobald the Stiff.
Right. Hey, folks, get those potters. 2 weeks in Tel Aviv and miss the Hittite pudding stones.
Yes, just so. Not a word about your suntan. At 95 dinars a squirt.
How about ornithological?
Hmm?
The whole island is a veritable treasure store for bird lovers, rich in such rare species as boobies, noddies and goony birds.
I don't know. Do they have gaily coloured droppings?
Doesn't say so. Why?
Because everything's gaily coloured in mine. The native costumes, the local dishes, umbrellas, gaily coloured pony trekking. Oh, sorry, turn over two pages.
In this package to Portugal, they take you round a fish factory. I don't understand about pony trekking.
You go trekking on ponies. We could try it.
When were you last on a horse?
St. Ledger, 1970. Won £2 on the Jinski, what's more.
Don't they look terribly thin? Virginia Mayo looks thinner than Gary Cooper.
Yeah, it's because it's in glorious stretch revision. They'll fatten up after the titles.
Why is it that horses outside saloons are always facing the wrong way? They have to pull them round like that before they can gallop off.
That's one of the rules. Like sheriffs, always having a pot of coffee on the stove.
I often wonder what that stuff tastes like at the end of a long day. Did we decide against the pony trekking? I can't remember.
Yes, it was in Northern Ireland.
Oh, yes.
You know, we decided we couldn't be sure of the weather.
What do you think about an unspoilt fishing village?
I think they're the foremost frightening words in the language.
Isn't that a bit sweeping? What about on Her Majesty's service?
I say, this isn't a bad idea, in this article here.
Is it called an oldie-worldie haven where time stands still?
No, it isn't for once, actually. And it isn't just about cheap holiday, either.
What people forget about travel writers is that they go everywhere free and get paid for writing about it afterwards. So no wonder they have a wonderful time, wish you were here and no funny smells in the swimming pool.
Do you mind? I'm trying to read this to you.
I mind the funny smells.
No, this is really about how to keep going, though broke generally.
Oh, one of those. Make your own yoghurt. Why not cut your boots down for baby?
Right. Use that old Christmas cake for draft-proofing. But then at the end...
Stretch the wine with cabbage water?
Yes, 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 yes. But there's this bit at the end on how to get a foreign holiday for absolutely nothing.
Let me guess. You have to be an MP. Fact-finding missions to Florida.
Not at all. It just says, rediscover old friends who are now living in interesting places. Now, who can you think of?
George and Evie Cartwright.
Who?
You remember. He was very, very hairy with golfing stories. And she kept talking about her married daughter in Vancouver.
Oh, yes. I didn't know they lived in interesting places.
I think it's Leatherhead.
Is it now? Leatherhead's golden sands and skies of cornflower blue, where the gaily coloured traffic wardens weave their ancient spell.
I mean the Cartwrights could do it. They're the sort who could do it, drop in and rediscover old friends they hadn't given a thought to for 10 years, just because they now happen to be living in Greece. I can just see them. Chuck the bags on the patio and breeze in for a fortnight's free retsina and calamine. But could we do it? And risk a horrified yell from the olive grove? My God, it's the potters.
They wouldn't yell that at us, because we're so nice. Still, I see what you mean. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, we couldn't possibly. Mm. Certainly not. Out of the question. Besides, we'd have to get there. Think of the airfares to Greece.
It's quite cheap to Amsterdam, where those trotters went. We might rediscover them.
It says old friends. Would they qualify? Him just borrowing the lawn sprinkler that summer?
That's true. And her calling round with a tin box for the old folks' coal fund. Suppose not, really.
Then again, how interesting is Amsterdam? Once you've done a canal trip and been round the cheeseworks at Gouda. Lovely day for March. Yeah, it's like a greenhouse in here.
Well, you'd expect that in a greenhouse. You hammer, and I'll tie the strings on. They've got to climb up these.
Who have?
The tomatoes. You ought to be doing this. You're the tall one with the long arms. Tip knots on slip knots on tiptoe, I mean. Right, now the next. We could always do a cruise. There was one advertised today. Go on, then, get hammering.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh! Oh, I... That was my thumb, you big ape.
I'm sorry, my darling. Is it absolutely agonizing?
No, it isn't. No thanks to you.
I'm sorry.
Athens, ooh, Rhodes, Limassol, Alexandria, places like that. Good, that's done then. Oh, you know what had happened.
Certainly. I get detailed as captain of the shuffleboard team. Also diving for spoons.
I mean, happened to the tomatoes. They'd be ripe 2 days after we left. And we'd come back to find them splotched all over the floor like ripe tomatoes.
You're never stuck for a figure of speech, I'll say that.
Oh, I'm going outside. Put some water on them.
How much?
About a canful.
I know that. How much is the cruise?
Oh, it's a from to a two, from 390.
Good grief. Still, never mind the from. That means sharing an inside cabin for 12.
Don't water me.
I'm sorry, sorry, darling, beg your pardon. Next to the engine room. Now, they can have the from. How much is the two?
I think it said 1600. Gerald?
So, as I say, we'd more or less decided against it this year. What with 1600 quid apiece for 14 days at sea, and two of those in the Bay of Biscay, where you often don't get your money's worth on the catering. Mind you, we took advice. Asked around, you know. Our doctor thought we should go. Our accountant wasn't keen. Then we had two lots of friends who went to Mallorca last year to one of those luxury hotels that wasn't built yet. They said there were signs of it. The hole for the swimming pool full of workmen's bicycles. It's so hard to tell. I mean, you do want to go somewhere you won't come back from, needing a holiday, which had happened to us more than once when we came to think of it.
You just couldn't tell with the Italian police. I know, I thought they were going to shoot you.
Just for following a nun into the ladies. Besides, they should have pictures on the doors. Signore and signore aren't different enough.
Yeah, all the same. You needn't have left the traveller's checks in there.
Yes, but it's a very broad area trying to nominate the biggest bore. There was that bank manager from Orpington.
Yes. Followed us all over Sardinia explaining about unit trusts. Or would you say Mr. Wertzheimer?
Not bad, not bad. Nose cones, he was.
I mean, halfway up Parnassus wearing a Macintosh hat cover. Telling you he makes nose cones for ballistic missiles, it's the last thing you want.
Unless it's a big woman from Nottingham trying to give you seed cake recipes in the Blue Grotto.
Anything can happen in an aeroplane. Like the old lady who asked you to hold an enormous wall clock she'd brought in Gibraltar and then went to sleep until we touched down at Gatwick.
I've always thought that it was in Lisbon where we found the turbot in the bath.
No, because it was wrapped in a copy of Parry Match. Could have been Natuke. It was Lisbon where the wardrobe door fell on you.
That time in the Dordogne when it rained all the time.
And we picnicked in that farmyard.
And sank up to the axles.
And lost that truffle pate.
I forget now where we found it.
You wound up the car window and it came up with the glass.
Good, that's a whole paragraph. And a terrific punchline. But the corpse had vanished. Yeah. Damn. Vanished. Yeah, wouldn't be a bad title, that, actually. The Vanished Corpse. Take a bit of working out. Might set it in a violin factory. Yes, quite dramatic, that. Takes the chief constable to view the body and it's gone. Marvellous, really, the way you keep finding these new twists. I might tell Diana about that. But I think she's getting off a few chapters of Folly at Midnight. She goes like a Gatling gun, as anybody can hear who opens the window of my literary garden hut. How about that? Fantastic. Never even stops to reload. One of these days she'll finish a book without noticing and run clean off into the next. Now, I'm a 12-bore man myself. Both barrels in one day, and I'm well on target. And that means special holiday problems for us. Coordinating the creative output, you see. It's all very well her saying, let's go away when we finish the books. She's done hers in about a week. And where is Gerald C. Potter, may I ask? Stuck on page 3 with the body still warm. It's like those double-thickness toilet rolls that go out of phase and never get back. Then again, I suffer terribly with the titles, you know. I mean, take this one, whatever it is. Yes, Blood on the Staircase. Took me a month to get that. Hers come flying in like bats, and she scribbles them all over the house. It's hell going out with one of her shopping lists. I've had several peculiar looks from the butcher, saying I've come for half a leg of lamb and kisses by candlelight. Asked for the passionate virgin at the Citizens Advice Bureau last week, instead of a good place to get shears sharpened. They said she wasn't there in the afternoons. I might pop in one morning when we get back from the cruise. Oh, yes, we're going all right. Suddenly, on Thursday next. And how this came about was really rather bizarre. My wife, Mrs. Potter, is sometimes asked to speak. I don't mean I ask her. I sometimes let her, but I don't ask her. Now, the people who do belong to those curious organizations who like to meet for a feast of old chicken in very thin gravy, and then for afters a half-hour speech on a subject of general interest. The place of the tadpole in English folklore. Taxation through the ages, you know, that sort of thing. They're mostly ladies' luncheon clubs, but sometimes she gets specials. She did some dental practitioners last year, for instance. I gave her a few laughs for that, and she said afterwards she wished I hadn't. Found it a bit unnerving, apparently, talking to a lot of dentists with their mouths open. The reason she gets asked, of course, is that, to the great outside world, she isn't Mrs. Potter at all. She is Miss Magnolia Badminton, the famed romantic novelist. And they want to know how she does it. And don't we all? It was a couple of weeks back, in fact, that I was pondering that very mystery, among others, and in this very chair, when I had an unexpected visitor. So that's £44,000 minus 62p. Hello, I wasn't expecting you.
I've got something. Look.
As any man would agree, my little blossom. What is it, a writ?
Oh, only in the sense that somebody writ it. By the second post.
Yes, well, I'm writing my VAT return. By the last post, with luck.
When's it due?
End of the month.
You've got 3 days yet.
End of last month.
I thought your accountant did that.
He thinks he does, but I do most of it. You know what the song says?
Tell me and get it over.
No, no, they can't take that away from me.
Listen, Leadenhall Shipping Lines, dear Miss Badminton.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
They often call me that. We would like to invite you.
I don't believe it.
All right, see for yourself.
Well, I'm trying to. Look, if I've made 44,000 since February... Look, come and look at this a minute, darling, would you? Look, come along, here. The pocket calculator cannot lie.
Unless its batteries are down.
Well, these are right up. So tell me, what do you see in the little green readout? 44,000 quid or not? So where's it all gone? Even with gin at today's prices.
You've got a point there.
I certainly have.
A decimal point.
Hmm?
Oh. There we are. Didn't it say in the instructions before using calculator blow crumbs from readout panel? See? 4,400. Oh, sorry. 440.
All right, well, that's enough, darling. So, that's more like it. I've been going mad in here, wondering why we couldn't afford a holiday.
Well, we don't have to. We've got one for nothing.
Oh, fine. All right, get on, then. Something else I was going to ask you.
Dear Miss Badminton.
I made a note here somewhere.
We should like to invite you to accept a complimentary passage.
Oh, yes, column 19. Look, tell me, when your agent slaps his 8% VAT on the 12.5% commission he clips off the publisher's royalties, which they've added your 8% VAT to, is the 12.5 a zero-rated taxable output?
In our flagship, the SS Atropos.
And the 2/8 a standard rate deductible input?
Departing Southampton Thursday, June the 30th.
Or do they count as staggered tax group exemptions under Appendix B, which is for, let me see...
For Athens, Rhodes... Limassol?
No, it's not. No, it's for edible oils, animal fats, dried blood, if sold as fertilizer. I'm sorry, darling, did you say something?
Hardly anything. Unless you want to steam off on the high seas for a fortnight at absolutely no charge.
Oh, good. I thought you said something. Or was it Appendix C, I wonder? You did say something.
Shall I take it from the top? Leadenhall Shipping Lines. Dear Miss Badminton.
So that's how we came to be getting the bags out of the attic a couple of Sundays later. And between you and me, I was rather pleased with the way I'd taken this morning. Many a man would have drawn himself up to his full height, the tip of his nose quivering. When a wife gets offered a free boat trip and tells them to stuff it if she can't bring the master of the house, well, men, how would you feel? I felt great. Faults I may have, but foolish pride is not one of them. Very different from Miss Badminton's own stuffed-shirted heroes, the penniless young bassoon player or archaeologist. When the banker's daughter begs them to accept her hand in marriage, with full custody of the second Rolls-Royce, they strike her across the face and stalk out, usually around Chapter 3. To be honest, Diana's boat trip wasn't going to be entirely free. She'd be popped on the poop a couple of times to give her well-worn chat on the romantic novel or How Sloppy Can You Get, for any members of the passenger list who weren't down below with Bingo. And in any case, I wanted to make my own contribution, if only to the preparations. You'll have noticed, for instance, that I didn't send her up into the attic to hunt the luggage. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. I told her, you save your strength, I said. I'll do that. Besides, there were other things she was better at. Finding the passports, for instance. Stopping the papers and the milk. Doing the packing. Pressing my Palm Beach suit. Writing to the police saying the house would be empty and please alert the panda cars. And other little things that call for a woman's touch. Like fixing for Dr. Giddy down the road to have the cat and Mr. Giebel up it to have the goldfish. But I insisted, of course, on catching the goldfish. If it isn't beneath the dignity of a romantic girl novelist to sit by a 4-foot pond all morning with an old butterfly net and a bucket, you just tell me what is.
Have you caught any?
Two. Jack Jones and one of the Dimblebys. Come here, blast you. Harold Wilson keeps dodging under the water lily.
Well, hurry up, it's Tuesday.
Well, that's all she wanted to say.
What about the insurance?
Can you insure goldfish?
Ask you, fool, I'm just doing it. We can lose one limb and one eye for £16, but it doesn't cover fits, pregnancy or bringing our bodies home in the event of disease. I think we'll do the eye and the limb.
Well, why not? Nelson managed all right.
After all, Nelson managed all right.
Come here, you little bleeder.
Thank God.
Sorry?
I thought it was the plumbing gone wrong. Stop playing that thing.
It stops itself. The on's gone. It plays the cruising down the river bit, but when you get to
You're blocking the chest of drawers. Move. Which trousers are these?
As I was saying, when you get to the on the Sunday afternoon...
And we've got Wednesday night, I hope you realise.
There isn't any on.
Don't sit on that suitcase, I'm coming back for that in a minute.
I suppose I could sing the on. On. Lottie. Yes, that's not bad. It really needs a soprano. Rather a nice instrument, this. Bit dribbly.
Six vests and only one pants. What did you do with them? What have you done with all your underpants?
Yeah, really, Diana. Do I ever ask you that?
Did you find that note?
It really needs a soprano. Could you have a go?
The note that I left you in your typewriter.
Yes, I did. Yes, I've done that. This is Trojan, you know. A Trojan flute. Outside Troy, I bought this. 1969.
How many clothes hangers? Take that fez off. No, don't put it on me.
Farouk, the boy king.
If you think we've got time for impersonations with the boat train in 9 hours and sailing in 12 with the fridge to defrost and the rubbish not emptied.
With the tassel down, Tommy Hooper.
Go!
Oh, I do wish you wouldn't do that. Creep up on... Darling, whatever is it? You've gone quite white.
You said you got the note.
Yes, I did it.
Take Cap to Dr. Giddy.
Yes, I did that. Why?
You can come in now.
Coming back from a holiday is always rather a sad experience, especially when you never actually went on it. We didn't blame the cat. We aren't the sort to vent our spleen on dumb animals. Naturally, it was a bit embarrassing having to knock up Dr. Giddy at 5 a.m. on departure day to hand the cat in again, and Diana agreed that this was chiefly what upset our timing. That and missing the local train. And there again, we might have caught it if I hadn't decided to drive into Haywards Heath and post the insurance documents at crack of dawn while she was doing the labelling. Even that would have been all right if she hadn't yelled, "And drive like hell," from the bedroom window. I think that is possibly what made me post the car keys by mistake. And if there's one thing worse than trying to start a car with insurance documents, it's trying to knock up an empty post office. and then running home 2 miles to explain that you're parked on a double yellow to a woman who's already got the phone off the hook as a burglar precaution. But look on the bright side. At least it was already off, ready for rigging the taxi. And that was so long coming that she even had time to find her keys for the car. And again, if we hadn't decided on a really early start, we shouldn't even have seen the back end of the Victoria train disappearing up the line.
A book at bedtime. Anthony Crossbow reads the 5th instalment of The Happy Return by C.S. Forrester.
We don't want that, darling, do we?
I shall have to sleep raw.
I'm sorry, what?
Me too. I'm not unpacking tonight. Happy return.
Yeah, same to you, darling. Oh, that's better.
Don't think we should have got the cat and the goldfish back. Or would they be too surprised?
No, they have very short memories, animals.
I mean Mr. Giebel and Dr. Giddy.
I'm just wondering about something, darling. You don't think it's my fault in any way?
Shall I?
Yeah, no, of course it wasn't. I mean, a man can't be blamed for playing the Trojan flute, can he? Instead of packing his own trousers, wearing fezzes, forgetting the insurance stuff, posting his car keys. I mean, it's not as if I wanted to miss tagging along on a free boat trip on the strength of a famed wife. Everybody wondering who the hell I was, and when they found out, asking me if I'd get your autograph for them. No. Because that'd be foolish pride, wouldn't it, darling? Which we know that I haven't got, don't we? Well, not consciously. Now, what I'm wondering about is the old subconscious. Is it possible that... Well, do you think, knowing me as you do, that deep down in the Freudian recesses of my mind... Diana. Famed wife. Miss Badminton. Oh, well... I'll ask her in the morning. Well, perhaps. I might. On the other hand...